Wednesday was a lively day in the presidential race here in New Hampshire. First, we'll hear from reporter Jason Moon. He was with Jeb Bush, who's hoping a fresh focus on New Hampshire will reinvigorate his campaign.
Bush began his day at Founders Academy Charter School in Manchester, where he outlined his vision of what makes a great leader to a room full of students.
And my guess is one of the great attributes of successful presidents is they're humble. They have humility. They recognize that it's not all about them. It's about having a servant's heart and trying to fix things.
Fixing things, more specifically fixing it, is the slogan for Bush's renewed campaign strategy. But if the slogan is meant to convey the idea that Bush can get results, it's also evocative of his tendency to get down in the details. Bush used the charter school event to talk education policy and tout his support for charters in Florida. But when he described his education-oriented campaign for Florida governor in 1998, the point got a bit bogged down in the details.
I went to see 100 schools. I did it so fast, I changed my mind. I said I needed to go see 200 schools. And eventually I got to 260 schools in 1998. That's kind of hard if you think about it. Go back to your math class this afternoon and try to sort this out. I started in January. I ended in November. And you take summer off, right? Figure out how many schools a day that was, and Sundays and Saturdays school wasn't open. It was an incredible experience.
Later, at an event in Hollis, that same attention to the finer points worked to Bush's advantage when a voter sparred with him over fiscal policy.
I'm a guy who balanced eight budgets and created $8 billion of reserves. $8 billion of reserves. Our state went to AAA bond rating. We were one of two states to do it. I cut taxes every year. Personal income grew by 4.4%. The government grew by half that rate. You want to say how you pay for it, you don't put it on off the backs of working people. You cut the spending in Washington, D.C. for the first time.
Bush seemed most at home at his next event, a roundtable discussion with law enforcement officials in Goffstown. There, his wonkiness was in good company, with police from both Florida and New Hampshire discussing drug treatment and prevention programs, among a host of other issues.
I was pleasantly surprised. I came away with a better feeling.
Alice D'Angelo lives in Windham. She says Bush's combo of public servant policy wonk was appealing, even if it sometimes comes across better in person.
It is a rough patch for him right now, and I think the media has a lot to do with that, unfortunately. That's why I wanted to hear it myself with my own ears and see what other people were feeling.
And that's a sentiment that Bush is no doubt counting on as he continues with an aggressive New Hampshire schedule. With the Bush campaign, I'm Jason Moon for NHPR News.